Justice, of course, is not simply about the courts or the judges and juries. Down through history, justice has been achieved by the actions of individual people who take risks, confront the state to right wrongs. Alabama schoolteacher Janice Kelsey is one of those people. On May 2, 1963, she was among hundreds of children who gathered in downtown Birmingham for a peaceful protest against the racial segregation of public schools. Just 16 years old at the time, Janice Kelsey explains how justice, in her case, was the scary decision to step outside of the only world she had ever known.
I had become accustomed to the way things were in terms of seeing the signs that indicated where I could drink water or use a restroom or sit and order food. I thought all was well, that we were separate, but I assumed equal. What confronted me about injustice was when it was brought to my attention that my school was inferior to the white schools in my area. It was shown that separate definitely was not equal. And that's where the fight began.
What do you think was justice for you back then as a 16-year-old? Was it something very simply to equalize what was going on in your schools? Was it integration? Was it compensation for the pain and the humiliation that you and your people had gone through?
No, I was fighting for equality. I wanted a level playing field. I wanted the same resources and opportunities that everybody else had. And it really, for me, was not about integration. I had friends whom I loved, and I wasn't trying to sit next to somebody I didn't know or get into a different school that I was not familiar with. But I wanted to make sure that what I had at my school was the same things that they had at other schools. I didn't want the hand-me-downs at my school, the used books, the used football equipment. I wanted to have the same things that everybody else had.
And how did you make the decision to act, to get out in front, to really be a part of this crusade, knowing that there could be real consequences?
Well, actually, I didn't know that murder and bombings and all that would be a part of possible consequences. I didn't know that there were so many reasons to be afraid. I knew that we had Klan activity in our communities, but I didn't think they would target kids. And I didn't know in advance that our Commissioner of Public Safety would target kids with dogs and hoses. I didn't foresee all of that. It didn't become a problem, or I didn't see it as a problem, until the 16th Street Church was bombed. That made me know this is still a problem.
A problem? It's a war.
Yes.
And you were a soldier.
Yes.
Did you want to just go home and say, all right, just kidding?
Did I want to go home at what point? No, not at any point. I did not want to go home when my parents came to sign me out of jail. I just went willingly with them, but I didn't want to go.
Is the fight for justice worth losing friends over?
I think yes.
Is it worth losing your parents' support over?
For justice, yes.
What about losing your life?
You know, I think if lives had not been lost, we wouldn't have gained what we have gained. I think it took some blood to get where we are. Sometimes it takes losing a life to draw attention to the severity of a problem.
Well, you came pretty close.
Well, I did. I didn't know it in advance.
Well, Janice, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Janice Kelsey, a foot soldier in the 1963 Birmingham, Alabama Children's Crusade. She's now a retired educator.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.